Any doctor will take a look at the four patient stage. Valentine, date of birth is 7/5/1955. Indicative recall, cancer screening, system of exposure. Room at the NS is all patient. Dancing and seeing of four patient mothers with room. Bishop blood pressure, personal carriage, and upper pressure. Kunashi, heart, and polyphase, and children, children, and 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 children, torch is segment colon, left side outflow, not a patient that has a large peduncular polyp, about two centimeter in diameter, which has a long stalk. This polyp will remove the heart snippets, so there is no post polyp bleeding. The stalk was also noted, with the heart snare, I was able to cut it separately and send it to a separate jar. To there is an invasion of the stalk happening if the patient has high grade dysplasia. It was a very tortuous cone, but no postpartum bleeding noted. Initially, I tried to put the metal clip there for prophylactic hemostasis, but because of tortuous cone, because of the tightness nature of the sink, because of the spasmodic nature of the cigarette cone, I was unable to deploy that metal clip. The scope of the rectal artificial environment, I believe, was a special fine class, kept seeking number two. Suboptimal to inadequate prep, number three, a left side outgrowth, number four, sigmoid, tortuous sigmoid cone, number five, a large polyp, attached to a long stalk, polyp about 2 centimeters in diameter, attached to a long stalk, long thick stalk, the polyp was removed by the heart sample, successfully, no postpartum bleeding. The stalk was also removed, the heart sample successfully, and sent a separate jar. To learn that there's invasion of the stalk happening from the new plastic changes in the polyp. No post-factory bleeding. There was a hemorrhage recognition away for the polypathology. The polyp comes out to be hydrodysplasia with invasion, vascular invasion, and that also shows an invasion in the stalk. The patient should go for elective sigmoid resection, rectal sigmoid resection, is starting at 20 centimeter from the anus up to 40 centimeter because this polyp was noted at 30 centimeter. And that will take care of the tortuous portion of the sigmoid colon. And the patient will have distal sigmoidectomy. And if the polyp comes out to be benign with no high-grade dysplasia or no invasion of the vascular tissue happening, then bring the patient back in 6 months as a surveillance colonoscopy because nature of the prep and the size of the polyp. And if the patient needs to avoid incident dentition, please look out the copy of the patient primary care provider, Dr. Jean Savio Estel, and copy Dr. Paolo Bissari. Their procedure was May 22nd to 23rd, May 22nd to 23rd, patient of